This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening on this Friday. Now, why would anyone for a moment have believed that Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad would have maintained restraint on the use of chemical weapons for even this long in the very long civil war there in Syria? But the truth is, we don't know if things have really changed in Syria. There are mounting reports that the deadly nerve agent sarin gas has found its way onto the battlefield. Reports from Israel, Britain, France this week, and now yesterday from U.S. intelligence. The White House says it has varying degrees of confidence, that's a quote, in reports that chemical weapons have been used. Syria's government openly admits it has chemical weapons, but last summer in a very public news conference in Damascus, a foreign ministry spokesman, Jihad Makdisi, told the world, any stock of WMD or unconventional weapons that the Syrian army possesses will never, never be used against the Syrian people or civilians during this crisis under any circumstances. These weapons are made to be used strictly and only in the event of external aggression against the Syrian Arab Republic. So perhaps a bit of artful language on both sides here. If the Syrians believe they are witnessing outside aggression, they will use chemical weapons. Syria has called factions of the opposition foreign terrorists. And if the U.S. believes Bashar al-Assad has used these weapons on his own people, it is a game changer. Those are President Obama's words. Listen.
Once we establish the facts, I have made clear that the use of chemical weapons is a game changer. When you start seeing weapons that can cause potential devastation and mass casualties, and you let that genie out of the bottle, you are looking potentially at even more horrific scenes than we've already seen in Syria. And the international community has to act on that additional information.
Has to act on that additional information. Well, we certainly need someone to decode foreign policy language here. Joining us now is P.J. Crowley, former Department of State spokesperson and fellow at the George Washington University Institute for Public Diplomacy and Global Communication. Welcome back, P.J.
A pleasure, John.
So we've got some interesting kind of parsing going on both sides here. If the Syrians believe there's external aggression, do you think they would go ahead and use chemical weapons on the battlefield if they've called the jihadists who are fighting Bashar al-Assad's regime foreign external terrorists?
Well, as horrible as Syria is, they have not yet used everything in their arsenal, either on the conventional side or on the weapons of mass destruction side. It would appear that the genie is, in fact, out of the bottle. But saying a red line has been crossed doesn't necessarily expressly tell you what to do, what the best course of action is.
And let's talk about the president for a moment. Game changer. Now, that sounds clear, but in fact, it conceals more than it reveals about what is the actual trigger point here, right?
Well, sure. I mean, can mean military action, although the military options are not particularly attractive. It can be political action. And obviously, it could be a game changer within the context of the United Nations, which is probably why the administration is going to take its time in terms of not only strengthening the evidence. As you said, there's increasing consensus among major countries that chemical weapons have been used in some fashion, although the precise details are not fully known. The administration is pointing to the UN investigation that is ongoing. That may well be the right messenger to bring that issue before the Security Council and see if we can't create some greater leverage on Syria's defenders, Russia and China, than we have in the past.
Now, PJ, you remember the situation in Halabja in Iraq, where Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons on a Kurdish village near the Turkish border, I believe it was. What kind of evidence there made that absolutely conclusive? I recall some pretty grim photographs and the like.
Well, sure. And that's the dilemma in terms of what has apparently happened in Syria. So far, the number of people influenced, either killed or injured or affected by this is relatively small. Halabja, you're talking about thousands of people and plenty of evidence of use of chemical weapons. So I think that's one of the reasons why, while it would appear that the red line has been crossed, The administration's going to be a little careful and probably give this some time to mature.
Listen to the president speaking last December, and I'm wondering if based on this statement and what you know has started to emerge in terms of these reports, if the president is really on the hook here. Listen.
And today I want to make it absolutely clear to Assad and those under his command, the world is watching. The use of chemical weapons is and would be totally unacceptable. And if you make the tragic mistake of using these weapons, there will be consequences and you will be held accountable.
So there's not a lot of wiggle room there, PJ Crowley.
No, he is on the hook. And it would appear that as the red line has been crossed, now the question is, what's the appropriate course of action? And clearly, certainly in comparison to Iraq, you want to get as much international support as possible, and likely political options are more attractive and carry less risk. Obviously, from a military standpoint, you could put boots on the ground, but that draws the United States directly into the conflict. You could try to bomb these stocks, but that actually creates more risk and uncertainty for the Syrian population. I think one possible course of action would be to demand that Syria put its stock of chemical weapons under international supervision. And then if Syria refuses on sovereignty grounds, that gives you additional leverage, you know, to refer the action to the International Criminal Court, because this would likely be a crime against humanity, or it could open the door for some things that have been blocked because of opposition in the Security Council by China and Russia.
All right. Possible White House options there. PJ Crowley, former Department of State spokesperson and fellow at the George Washington University Institute for Public Diplomacy and Global Communications. Thanks, PJ.
A pleasure, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.